Perhaps no place is suffering more from the BP oil spill than Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana. Located at the southernmost end of the state, it runs along 70 miles of river delta where the Mississippi feathers into the Gulf. Many who live in the parish are weary after more than 6 weeks of fighting to keep the oil out of their fragile marshlands. But they have a not-so-secret weapon that other parishes don't have. His name is Billy Nungesser. He's the president of Plaquemines Parish and a newcomer to politics. NPR's Carrie Kahn has this profile.
Billy Nungesser is 51 years old, born in New Orleans, by his own admission, 90 pounds overweight, independently wealthy, and quite the force to be reckoned with. One minute, he's at the docks at the marina in Venice, chewing out a reticent Coast Guard official.
We got to push him to do it the right way. But I know, actually, I see the passion in your eyes. I know you want to get this thing done.
The next, he's sitting in the parish's emergency management center, ordering his staff to ignore BP and put parish equipment out in the water to suck up the oil.
I should have told him to get the hell out of the way 2 weeks ago. But we're putting his equipment and we're putting the skimmers in the water. I don't give a what anybody says. We're losing this battle.
Just turn on the radio or TV and you'll find Nungesser in front of a mic or a camera. He seems to have as big a supply of heavily starched white shirts as Anderson Cooper has tight black tees. Nungesser and his boisterous BP bashing are a regular highlight on Cooper's nightly show.
It's going further and further in the marsh every day, and we're doing absolutely nothing but watching it destroy our livelihood and our marshes. Shame on you, BP.
Let me ask you, Billy.
Nungesser says he didn't set out to grab the spotlight, but he says beside the governor, he wasn't hearing any other local official step up to the job. That's why he got into politics in the first place. He was disgusted by the local response to Hurricane Katrina. He ran for parish president and hasn't stopped running since. Nungesser says he gets about 3 hours of sleep a night.
I got 4.5 one night, and I did get to go see my mom once. It's been a marathon.
He has high blood pressure and just postponed his wedding again. The first time was because of Katrina, then his election campaign, now this. Nungesser says he was married once before.
For 9 months. Girl from Mineral Wells, Texas. Wrong girl. No sense in staying in it when you realize it's wrong.
He's been engaged to Cher Tafaro for 5 years. She's the one who's really behind his Facebook page, which is closing in on 4,000 friends. That doesn't mean Nungesser doesn't have enemies. Some council members don't like his confrontational style. And he's a rich man with plenty of business interests. He made his fortune converting old shipping containers into housing for oil rig workers.
I dropped out of LSU. My mama gave me $8,500 I had left over from college, and I bought an old container. And I put 6 bunks, a rice cooker, and a wok. And I rented it to a company to house 6 Vietnamese to paint a rig.
His company went public in 2001. 3 years later, he retired. At the Philisac, the only gas station in Boothville at the southern end of the parish, the huge sign out on the road reads, "Thanks, Billy, and great job, President Nungesser." Bruce Gaskett, the station owner, says anyone who doesn't like Nungesser is just jealous of him.
First-class man. He's trying to do the right thing. But everybody's dragging him down like a ton of bricks.
Gaskett is referring to Nungesser's unrelenting campaign to build miles of sand berms off the shoreline to keep the oil back. Nungesser and the governor have been fighting for the plan for weeks. They finally got approval last week, and the president even ordered BP to pay for it. Nungesser, who's demanding that both Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen and the CEO of BP resign, says he doesn't regret being either pushy or loud.
I think I speak the truth, and I speak from here. And my dad always told me, as long as I got right on my side, you can't do no wrong. Do the right thing, and you can go to bed at night feeling good about it.
And hopefully that means he can get more than 3 hours of sleep soon. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana.